弟兄姐妹啊啊，一起朋友，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters and our dear friends.
感谢主耶稣的恩典啊，让我们可以在安息圣日啊，放下世上的工作，一起啊，聚集在教会啊，敬拜神。
Thank God for His grace that on the Holy Sabbath day we can put aside our our worldly loads and come before Him to worship Him.
愿主耶稣基督啊，照着我们的信心啊，来赏赐我们天上地上各样属灵的福气。
May Lord Jesus bless us according to our faith, all kinds of blessings, heavenly blessings and the worldly blessings.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名啊，跟大家来查考啊，我向神所求的就是。
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I begin to study with everyone the topic of what I pray to God is.
我们来到教会，相信我们都知道，我们是来敬拜。天上的神。
When we come to church, I believe all of us know that we're here to worship our Heavenly Father.
因为教会啊，就是敬拜神的地方。
Because church is a place that we worship.
通常我们来到教会，我们很自然的会准备一个心情，在这里跟在社会是不一样的。
When we come to church, we'll prepare our heart, our state of mind that is different than when we are in the society.
我们今天来到这个教会叫做真耶稣教会。
The church that we come to today is called True Jesus Church.
我们是来敬拜天上的真神。
We're here to worship the true God in heaven.
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
今天我们弟兄姐妹聚集在一起的这个地方叫做教会。
The place that all the brothers and sisters gather here is called church.
这个教会现在可能在这个建筑物里面。
This church is in this building.
那教会也有可能在我们弟兄姐妹任何一个地方聚集在一起的那个团体。
Church is a place where a congregation of brothers and sisters gather.
但是这个地方之所以特别，是因为这个场所我们已经把它分别出来献给神，特别做用作来聚会来敬拜。来歌颂赞美神的地方。
This place is special because we already consecrated this place, offered to God as a place to worship and sing praises to Him.
那在这里，我们的敬拜就是以圣经为根据。
So the worship that we offer here is based on the Bible.
所以我们在这里要来从圣经认识我们所敬拜这位真神。
So it is here that we will learn about the true God from the Bible.
我们在这里可以向这位天上的真神来祈求。
It is here that we offer our prayers to God.
我们在世上生活，每一个人所遇到的事情可能都不一样。
In this world, we may be faced with different situations.
所以我们每一个人来到教会，基本上心里面可能都带着一个愿望：我来到教会，我要向神祈求。
When we come to church, we all have a hope. We all know there's something that we want to pray to God for.
不知道我们今天大家心里面向我们天上这位真神所求的是什么。
I wonder today, what is it that we are praying to God for?
有人也许身体有疾病不舒服要祈求神来医治。
Some may be inflicted with illness, they don't feel well, so they want to pray to God for healing.
有人可能在生活上或者事业上遇到一些困难。希望求神来帮助。
Some may have encountered difficulties in their career or in their life, so they're praying to God for help.
有的可能在跟人的相处之间碰到一些障碍可能需要祈求神来帮助渡过难关。
Some may have encountered obstacles with the interpersonal relationship, so they're praying to God for help to help them through this difficulty.
反正我们每个人来到神面前，当我们知道这位天上的神是有权柄的。愿意倾听人祷告的，我们一定有些事情想要跟他说。
When we come to this church, knowing that this God is a God that has authority, that He listens to our prayers, we must have something to tell Him.
有会祈求，基本上是因着我们相信这位神是听人祷告的神。
We pray because we believe that this is a God that listens to our prayers.
所以今天我们所拜会这位神，他是活的，他是可以听见我们人在祷告的声音的。
So the God that we worship today, He is a living God. He can hear our prayers.
那我们有一个这样的信心，我们要来跟他祈求。
So with this kind of faith, we come before Him to pray.
那这个信心对神的信心很重要。
So this kind of faith towards God is very important.
我们请看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
请看第六节。
Verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6。
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦因为到神面前来的人必须信有神， 且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him.
今天我们到教会来就是相信这里有神。
Today we come to church because we believe that God is here.
那要怎么体会有神？
How do we experience that God is here?
祷告就是一个最直接的方法。
Prayer is the most direct way.
那他说我们一定要先相信到神面前来的人、是说神存在。
We must first believe that those who come before God, that God exists.
那这位神，他是可以听人祷告的。
This is a God that will listen to our prayers.
那他会赏赐那来寻求他的人。
And he will reward those who diligently seek him.
那表示说，这位神是有恩典、有能力的。
This means that this is a God that has power and he is merciful.
他愿意倾听我们对他的祈求。
And he's willing to listen to our plead.
那他会按照我们人的需要，按照他认为最好的方式来赏赐我们所祈求的。
He will reward our prayer with the way that he thinks is the most beneficial to us.
那这个就是信心。
So this is faith.
这个一定要有这样的信心，我们到神面前来祷告。才会有功效。
You must have this kind of faith for your prayer to be effective before God.
那因为相信神存在。
Because we believe that God exists.
所以这个信心呢，就好像我们已经讲了，我们还没得到，但是事实上我们好像已经得到一个证据一样。
Even though we have not received the evidence for our prayer, but we already believed it as if we have received it.
这第十一章的第一节一开头就在定义什么叫信心。
In chapter 11, verse 1, it sets a definition for faith.
信心就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is substance for things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
也就是说，还没有看见，我就相信。
That means you believe before you even see it.
因为如果看见了，就不需要相信了。
Because if you already see it, then you don't need to believe it.
我们还需要相信那个我们所看见的吗？
Do we still need to believe what we already can see?
所以罗马书第八章呢，它告诉我们这样一个很简单的道理。
In Romans chapter 8, it teaches us a very simple teaching.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章
Chapter
8第八章他在提到我们 所信的
And Chapter 8 mentions what we believed
第二十四节
In verse 24
我们得救在乎盼望只是所见的盼望不是盼望谁能盼望他所见的呢
24 forWe were saved in this hope, but the hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees?
这里说这里的信心其实跟这个盼望是有关系的。
And the faith is related to the hope mentioned here.
所以信心就是我们向神祈求，我还没有得到，但是我相信这个已经存在。
Faith
就是时间早晚的问题而已。
Faith is when we pray to God, even though we have not received.What we pray for, but we believe that we already received it, is just a matter of time.
那所以这个就是这个也是盼望。
And this is also hope.
因为我们对神的信心，所以我们就存在盼望。
Because we have faith towards God, therefore we have hope.
那第二十四节他就特别提到，他说这个盼望其实就是因为还没看见，所以你才需要盼望。
This hope is because it's not yet seen.
那第二十五节说，当我们若盼望那所不见的，就必须忍耐等候。
Verse 25, but if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance.
那这个所谓忍耐等候就是信心的功课。
Perseverance is a lesson that we need to learn to have faith.
我们今天需要向神来祷告。
Today we need to pray to God.
我们可以跟神祈求我们所要的。
We can pray to God and make our request known to God.
我们需要忍耐等候。
But we need to wait with perseverance.
我们需要相信神会按照他的时候对我们最好的方式来成全我们所求的。
We need to believe that in His time, He will use the best way to fulfill our request.
那所以，我们今天不知道大家心里面你在想你向神求什么。
Today, I wonder what everyone is thinking to pray to God for.
也许学生如果考试，主啊，你就让我考试能够通过。
Maybe for students, they're praying that God will help them pass their tests.
对不对？如果做生意的，主啊，让我的生意这样的能够很顺利，能够赚钱。
For the businessman, maybe you're praying to God so that your business will go well and you'll make money.
有人在找工作，主啊，让我找到一份适合好的工作。
For those who are looking for a job, you pray that God will give you a good job.
不管是什么。
No matter what it is.
但是如果这些如果只是地面上的好处。
But if these are all worldly benefits,
那我们所祈求的天上的真神 可能我们如果我们只是祈求地上的好处，天上的真神可能就不是唯一的一条路了。
If we're only praying for the worldly benefit, then the true God in heaven may not be our only solution.
我们今天如果求的是，比如说我今天需要找到一份工作。
If perhaps today you're praying for a job.
我们除了向神祷告之外，还有很多方法可以用。
Other than praying to God, there are other ways you can find a job.
我们可能去找一些，我们认为可以帮我们写一个很好推荐信的人，或者是跟这个工作有关系的我们所谓的人脉。透过这些人的关系，我们也许也可以得到一份工作。
You may be looking for connections, networking, or looking for somebody who can write you a good letter recommendation.
那如果我们生病，那我们现在这个医生看不好，也许我们透过什么样的管道可以知道哪一个医生是最权威的，我们可能就去找那个医生，病也可能够得到诊断，得到医治。
If you're sick and the current doctor is not able to heal you, you may be looking for another doctor that's an expert in the area, and that doctor maybe can cure you.
那这个是很多我们很容易每个人都可能经历到的体验。有些医生其实讲话不见得是正确的，有时候可能误诊了。
And this is a common experience we all have. Some doctors may not give you the right diagnosis. They may be delaying your diagnosis.
所以疾病没办法得到医治，也许换一个医生就好了。
And so if your illness is not cured, maybe you just have to find another doctor.
所以如果只是要让这个困难解决，那个病得医治，还有很多，除了这个天上的神之外，还有很多方法。
If you're only trying to solve your problem and heal your sickness, other than finding God, there may be other ways you can do the achieve the same goal.
但是如果我们希望我们的生命可以改变
，However, if you want your life to change,
我们本来是可能是一个脾气很暴躁的人。
We may be somebody with a really bad temper.
我们可能本来是生来就很容易忧虑的人。
Or we may be born with an inclination to be more depressed.
我们可能生来就是那种很粗心大意的人。
Or we may be very careless.
如果我们想要变成我们认为比较好的一个生命。
If we want to become a person that we think is a better person.
我们希望我们的生命可以更超越。能够更上一层楼。
If we want to transcend our lives and want to take our lives to a different level,
这个真的只有这个就很多人就做不到的。
And this is something that many people cannot achieve.
这个其实上是只有天上的神才能改变人。
And only God in heaven can change you.
我们如果希望我们得到的好处不是只在地面上，而是有天上。这个永远长存的这个福气。
If you want blessings, that's just not limited to this world, but blessings that will last eternally and comes from heaven.
那是地上的人所没办法给我们的。
And that will be something that people in this world cannot give you.
那只有天上的神可以给我们。
Only God in heaven is able to give you that.
那所以我们今天来向天上的神祷告。
So today when we come to pray to God in heaven,
我们祈求的一定不是只有在地面上的好处而已。
So what we're praying for is not limited to all the benefits of the world.
当然，我们地上我们的需要，我们可以跟神祷告。
Of course, we can make our needs known to God.
但是最重要的，来到神面前最宝贵的，绝对不是这些而已。
But what is most important and precious before God is not just the worldly things.
一定是要让我们能够真的认识天上这位真神。
It is that we can truly know the heavenly God.
让我们得到这个。将来永存的这个生命
，so that we can receive that eternal life，
让我们人可以从罪里面被救出来
，so that we can be redeemed from sin，
所以我们过去的一些不好的行为，我们可以有能力不再做
，so that we have the ability to stop doing the bad things that we used to do，
我们的生命可以更新
，so that our lives can be renewed，
从旧的人变新的人
，from an old person to a new person，
那这个。就是要我们今天要跟大家来介绍的耶稣基督的福音。
And this is what I like to introduce to everyone, the gospel salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如果翻开使徒行传第二十六章。
If you turn to Book of Acts, chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts 26.
我们来看圣经里面的一位传道人。
Let's look at a preacher recorded in the Bible.
他为了传耶稣的福音，他受尽了苦楚。
In order to preach the gospel salvation of Lord Jesus Christ, he has gone through all kinds of persecution.
他甚至被关起来了。
He even was put in jail.
那他经过很多次的被审问。
And he was questioned many times.
他其实是没有理由被监禁这么久的。
And there was no good reason for him to be in prison for that long.
但是当他经过多次的审问之后，最后他讲了一个结论。
But after he was accused many times, he finally sat down in a conclusion.
这个结论就是他内心真正的祈求。
And that conclusion is what he truly prayed for in his heart.
我们现在看二十九节。
Let's read verse 29.
使徒行传二十六章二十九节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 29.
保罗说，无论是少劝是多劝，我向神所求的，不但你一个人，就是今天一切听我的，都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这些锁链。
29, and Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today, might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains.
这是这个传道者保罗，他在面对一系列的两年多来的这个审问之后，他所讲的最后一句话。
And this is the preacher Paul, the last words that he spoke with regards to all the suffering and accusation that he faced for the last 2 years.
他最后跟神，他跟众人说，我今天向神所求的就是，今天所听到这个信息的人，不管是谁，最后都能够像他一样，生命改变，能够成为耶稣的门徒。
And what he prays is that those who have heard the gospel, no matter who it is, at the end will be like him, that their lives were renewed.
那只是不要像他这样子，为了这个福音带着锁链被关起来。
But what he hopes is that they are not unlike him; they will not be enchained by the chains.
但是保罗这个人是怎么样的人呢
？What kind of person is Paul?
他为什么今天能够像天上神这样子祷告祈求
？Why is he able to pray to the heavenly God?
因为他自己以他自己的信仰体验，他觉得过去的他跟今天的他是截然不同的。
From his experience journey of faith, he knows that the Paul that exists in the past is different from who he is today.
我们如果从第二十六章的前面开始看
，If you read from the beginning of chapter 26，
我们就会发现，原来保罗他在向一个王跟一堆所谓的尊贵的人跟有权柄的人来见证他信耶稣的经过。
And in the beginning, Paul testified to a king and high authority regarding his journey to become Christian.
二十六章的第一节开始说。
In the beginning of verse 1,
亚基帕对保罗说：“准你自己为自己辩明啊！”于是保罗就伸手分诉。
In verse 1, then Agrippa said to Paul, "You are permitted to speak for yourself." So Paul stretched out his hands and answered for himself.
这个亚基帕是当时候掌权的一个王。
Agrippa was a king that was in authority at the time.
那当时候，你看这个保罗面对的这个亚基帕，不是只有他一个人。我们如果看第二十五章的第二三节。
Paul was facing Agrippa, not just King Agrippa by himself, but if you read chapter 25.
第二天，二十三节说，第二天，亚基帕跟百尼基就是他的夫人啊，大张威势而来，同着众千夫长和城里的尊贵人进了宫厅。菲斯都吩咐一声，就有人将保罗带进来。
In verse 23, so the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice, who was his wife, had come with a great pomp and had entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city, then Festus, command Paul, was brought in.
这个菲斯都就是当时的总督，就是当时候有权把保罗放了还是把他继续关的那个省长。
And Festus was a judge, a commander at the time that had the authority to either in jail or release Paul.
那这个亚基帕王跟他的妻子。他们是来看望、来访问这个菲斯都的。
And King Agrippa and his wife Bernice came to visit Festus.
当时候这个亚基帕是犹大分封的王。
Agrippa was a king that was that was established by Judah.
那所以当时候他是王，这个罗马皇帝罗马皇帝所分派的管理整个一个大地区的一个王了。
And he was a king that was assigned to reign over a territory. He was assigned by the Roman Empire.
那当时候这个犹太地区啊，有一个直属的省长在管辖。
At the time, there is a chief governor that was in charge of this area.
菲斯都就是当时候的省长。
And Festus was the governor at the time.
那现在这个亚基帕王，他来看他。
And King Agrippa came to visit him.
刚好访问到了盖撒利亚，就是到这个首府啊，那就碰到了。
And so they met each other at the city.
这个菲斯都这个巡抚呢，就把保罗这个人的案件跟他讲。
So Festus then brought up the case of Paul to King Agrippa.
就跟他说，这个人是他的上一任的巡抚，把他关在监的，关两年留下来的。
And he mentioned that Paul was somebody who was in jail by the previous governor. He's been in jail for 2 years.
那他就听一听了这个怎么一回事以后，他说他跟这个亚基帕王说了一个他的感想。
And after he heard what happened, then he told King Agrippa about his reflections.
你看第二十五章的第十七节。
Chapter 25, verse 17.
即使他们都来到这里，我就不单言，我就第二天就坐堂，吩咐把那个人提上来。
17. Therefore, when they had come together without any delay, the next day I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought in.
第十八节。
18.
告他的人站着告他，所告的并没有我所立尿那等恶事。
18. When the accuser stood up, they brought no accusation against him as such things as I supposed.
19节。
19.
不过有事有几样辩论，为他们自己敬鬼神的事，又为一个人名叫耶稣是已经死的，保罗却说他是活着的。
19. But had some questions against him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive.
那这个就是这个巡抚菲斯都呢，他之前已经查问过保罗这个案件，他发现其实保罗这个人也没做什么坏事需要被关的。
So Governor Festus, he has studied Paul's case, and he realized that there's no good reason why he should be put in jail.
他就说就一件事情，就是他们这个信仰上的一些辩论。
And he said there's only one thing against him, that is a question regarding their religion.
是他们敬鬼神的事情，就是他们宗教信仰的问题了。
And it's their own religion.
那他说为一个人名叫耶稣。
It's about a certain person named Jesus.
他已经死了，就是被钉十字架，被当作罪犯钉在十字架死的。
He died, it means that he was crucified on the cross and died.
但是三天之后他复活了。
But 3 days later, he resurrected.
保罗就是在宣告耶稣基督，耶稣是救主，他已经活了。
And Paul proclaims that Jesus was a savior and he was alive.
所以保罗这个人就是在传耶稣已经复活这个道理的人。
So Paul is a person that spread the news about the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
那所以他其实没有做什么恶事啊。
He did not do anything bad.
他被关起来了。
He was put in jail.
但是现在这件事情需要把他呈到皇帝那边去了。
And so this is a case that needs to be delivered to the king.
所以现在这个亚基帕听了这件事情之后，他很有兴趣，他想说，那我来听听看他讲什么，他为什么要这样做。
After King Agrippa heard about this case, he was very interested. He wanted to hear from Paul.
所以你看，马上第二天，就把这些尊贵人都召集过来了。
So on the second day, he commanded all the prominent men and commanders to come together.
就把他带进来把保罗带进来，在众人面前，要让他自己讲讲看。
Then he commanded Paul to be brought in to speak regard himself in front of the people.
我们看二十五章的二十四节。
Let's read 25 verse 24.
菲斯都啊，就是这个总督啊，这个省长啊，他说：亚基帕王和在这里的诸位啊，你们看这个人，就是一切犹太人在耶路撒冷和这里曾向我恳求、呼叫说，不可容他再活着。
Verse 24, and Governor Festus said, King Agrippa and all men who are here present with us, you see this man about whom the whole assembly of the Jews petitioned to me, both at Jerusalem and here, crying out loud that he was not fit to live any longer.
这个是这个巡抚对这个传道人保罗的介绍了。
So this is the introduction of Governor regarding Paul.
他说这个人，你看，这个人哦，他是犹太人。希望他赶快被杀的人呢、啊、
？So this is a person that all the Jews wish that he would die.
那其实保罗这个人，你看他实际上就是在传耶稣复活这个道理而已。
But Paul is merely a person that spread the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
好，现在呢，保罗他就来告诉众人，他为什么要这样坚持传这个福音呢
？Then Paul answers for himself as to why he is so persistent in preaching the gospel.
所以二十六章开始呢，你现在就是保罗他详细的述说他自己的故事。
Beginning of verse 20, chapter 26 is Paul describing his own story.
二十六章第三节，他请大家说：“你耐心听啊，用心听，不要睡觉啊。”
And verse 3, Paul says that I beg you to hear me patiently.
今天如果我们没有用心听，你等一下就睡着了。
So if you don't listen patiently, you might fall asleep.
你会觉得说，这个故事都听过了。
And you might think that this is a story I already heard.
那其实我们就会浪费时间。
Then we will be sitting here wasting time.
如果我们真的用心听，耐心听啊。
But if you pay attention and listen patiently,
我们就会发现我们所求的最后会跟保罗一样。
Then you'll realize that what you pray for at the end will be just like Paul.
就是说，希望我们每一个人都能够这样子来为他做见证。
And that is all of us can testify just like him.
保罗第四节他自己说
In verse 4, Paul says,
我从起初在本国的民中在耶路撒冷在自幼为人如何犹太人都知道的
Verse 4, my manner of life from my youth which was spent from the beginning among my own nation at Jerusalem all the Jews know
第五节
Verse 5,
他们若肯做见证就晓得我从起初是按着我们教中最严谨的教门做的法利赛人
Verse 5, they knew me from the first if they were willing to testify that according to the strictest sect of our religion I lived a Pharisee
保罗这里所谓的法利赛人就是在犹太教里面非常在意遵行律法的那一批极端分子
And the Pharisee that's referred here by Paul were the extremists of all the Pharisees that focus on observing the Old Testament laws.
他们认为人要得救一定要遵行律法，没有遵行律法是不可能得救的。
They believe that for a person to be saved, they must follow the laws and regulations in order to be saved.
今天我们很多人其实也有这个想法。
Today many of us also have the same thoughts.
今天我们会认为一个作奸犯科的人哦，这个对国家的法律一点也不管他。随便乱做人最后能够上天国我想我们大家都会觉得那是 有问题的
So if today a criminal who has offended laws and committed against the law if they go to heaven we may wonder how they do that
今天我们已经很习惯了每一个过世的人我们都会说啊，他已经到天国去了
And we are used to saying today with regards to anyone that have died that they have gone to heaven
包括这些罪犯的家人也就希望说他死了之后能够赶快到天国去
And even the family of those criminals even after they die their family still hope for them to go to heaven
那但是我们大家也都知道今天如果没有在世上做好事成为一个真的问心无愧的人天国如果能够每个人都进去那天国不是就是很不公平的吗
So, but we all know with our clear conscience that if a person who have not done well and do good in this world if they can go to heaven then heaven is not a fair place
就好像今天很多人想来美国嘛
Just like today many people want to come to the US
恐怖分子要来啊
Even the terrorists want to come
他来了他可能做他想做的事啊
And if they come they will do their terrorist activities
所以这个社会我们都知道充满很多不公平的事
So we know this world this society is filled with unfair things
如果天国也是这样子什么人都可以去的话那这样天国很不公平
If a heaven is the same way anybody can go in then it's not a fair place
所以基本上要能够进到天国里面去享受神所预备的应该是要行得好是对的
So for those who are qualified to go into heaven to enjoy all the goods of heaven you must do well
所以当时候的法利赛人就是认为说今天你如果要想要得救你一定要好好的遵行神的律法要很用心的遵行不可以随便
The Pharisees think that if you want to be saved then you must follow the law strictly you cannot take it lightly
当时候保罗就是这样的人
Paul was such a person at the time.
他认为今天得救就是要好好遵行摩西的律法。
He believed that in order to be saved, he must follow the Mosaic laws.
但是，其实光是这样子做是不可能的。
However, if you only do this, then this is not impossible.
当时候保罗他说
So Paul said.
他第六节他说
Verse 6.
我站在这里受审，是因为指望神向我们祖宗所应许的。
Verse 6, now I stand and am judged for the hope of this promise made by God to our fathers.
这个应许是什么呢?
So what is this promise?
我们直接看过去第八节。
If you've skipped to verse 8,
神叫死人复活,你们为什么看作不可信的呢?
Verse 8, why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead?
他当时候也是知道说所有的他的祖先都是共同认为说希望死人能可以复活了。
And even his ancestors agreed that they hoped to see that the dead would be raised one day.
复活之后，他们就是要进国神的国去享受这个永生呢。
After they resurrect, they will go into the heavenly kingdom and enjoy the eternal life.
但是那时候，他认为复活要得永生，就是要守律法而已啊。
But at the time, he believed that in order to resurrect from dead, and go into heaven, you have to observe the laws.
第九节
，Verse 9.
我从前也是以为说，应当要多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
Verse 9. Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
所以保罗这个人他就很极端的用各种方法去逼迫那个信耶稣的人
So Paul was an extremist at the time He used all kinds of ways to go against Jesus
甚至要追杀到国外去
He even persecuted him to a foreign land
要他从耶路撒冷走了大概250公里的路程到大马色到另外国家去要把信耶稣人抓回来耶路撒冷审判
So he traveled 250 miles outside of Jerusalem to Damascus just to capture Lord Jesus so that he can be judged
第十三节他就说
So verse 13 he said
他说王啊我在路上晌午的时候看见从天发光比日头还亮四面照着我 并与我同行的人。
Verse 13, at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me.
这个就是这个在他要到达目的地之前，突然之间有天上有大光向他照下来。
Right before he arrived at his destination, there is a light that shined upon him from heaven.
这不是一般的日光。
This is not just an ordinary sunlight.
是比日头还亮的。
This is brighter than the sunlight.
是四面照下来，整个人把他罩住的。
And he has shined around him and covered him.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
他说：“我们都扑倒在地。”我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。”
And verse 14, and when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in the Hebrew language, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats."
扫罗就是保罗他之前的名字。
So Saul was the name, original name of Paul.
就是他在希伯来文里面的真正的名字是扫罗。
And that is his real name in Hebrew.
保罗是希腊文的名字，是拉丁文的名字。
So Paul was his Latin name.
所以后来圣经用希腊文写的，所以就把扫罗这个名字都用保罗来称呼了。
Because the Bible was written in Greek, so the name Paul was recorded.
那所以当时候，这个天上的声音是用希伯来话，就是他本来的母语啊，跟他叫他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么要逼迫我？”
And so this voice spoke out to him in Hebrew language, his mother tongue, saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
表示说天上有神，他现在看到保罗这个作为哈，他现在出声音要叫他，要提醒他。
And that means God in heaven is speaking out to teach him about his behavior.
当时候，保罗是逼迫信耶稣的人。
So at the time, Paul was a person that persecuted those who believe in Jesus.
现在天上的声音是跟他说：“你为什么要逼迫我？”
So the voice from heaven is speaking to him, "Why are you persecuting me?"
特别又加了一句话：“你用脚踢刺是难的。”
And it says, "It is hard for you to kick against the goad."
那这个用脚踢刺就是他们当时候犹太人他们的都知道了一个习惯。
And to kick with their leg is a tradition that all the Jews were familiar with.
他们在赶牛的人，他们都会带着那个赶牛的棍子。
And so those who are herding the oxen, so they all herd them with a stick.
那个牛如果要吃草，你要把它赶走，它就不高兴啊。
So if an ox is eating the grass, is grazing, and you wanted to direct them to a different direction, they're happy.
牛有时候对你生气的。
So sometimes they may be very mad.
哦，那所以有时候牛会向人冲过来，它要抵抗。
So sometimes the ox will come running towards you in order to fight against you.
那这个赶牛人通常都有棍子。
And so those shepherds, they will have a stick in their hand.
棍子通常都是很尖锐的。
And the stick often is very sharp.
那有时候牛它不顺服，它现在看到你有棍子，它也不会向你冲过去啊。
So if the a cow is mad, they don't care about your stick. They'll still run towards you.
但是牛呢，它会用脚踢你啊。
And they will kick you with their legs.
那当然，它在踢你，不会被它踢到。
And you have to dodge their kicks.
你就用棍子打他。
And so you will beat them with your stick.
小弟小时候曾经牵过牛。
And when I was little, I used to
都知道这个牛会有什么表现。
I know their behaviors.
牛真的是会用脚踢你的。
And sometimes a cow really will kick you with their legs.
那小孩子很怕牛，有时候他冲过来很害怕。
And so little kids might be afraid of the cows because especially when they're running at you.
牛他用脚踢刺是没有办法的。
And so when cow kick you with their legs, there's nothing you can do.
最后还是要乖乖的顺服这个牵牛的人，看他要牵去哪里。
At the end, they still have to be obedient and followed the shepherd.
那这个时候，天上的声音跟保罗说：“你用脚踢刺是难，就是你没有办法违抗天上这位神的旨意了。”
So when the heavenly voice spoke to Paul, saying that you are kicking against the goats, that means at the end you cannot defy the will in heaven.
第十五节
，Verse 15，
我就说：“主啊，你是谁啊？”
So I said, "Who are you, Lord?"
那主就说：“天上这个声音就说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
所以这个时候，让保罗恍然大悟。
And at this time, Paul finally understood.
原来他逼迫信耶稣的人等于在逼迫耶稣。
When he persecutes those who believe in Jesus, is as if he's persecuting Jesus himself.
耶稣是的，他已经被钉十字架了。
It's true, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
但是他活了。
But he was alive.
他身体复活，门徒包括 正午的人要找这个尸体都找不到了。
His body resurrected, so even the disciples or the people in the city could not find his body.
因为他是生命的主。
Because he is a Lord of life.
他被钉死是为了要拯救我们离开罪恶而已。
He was crucified to death so that he can deliver us from sins.
当他这个救恩完成的时候，他就从死里复活，要留给我们一个盼望。
When he completed the salvation plan, then he resurrected from the dead so that he will leave us with a hope.
所以今天信耶稣的人一样可以生理复活。
So today, those who believe in Jesus, they can be resurrected as well.
当时候，你看这个保罗，他听到这个天上的这个声音，一定是很震惊的。
I believe Paul was very shocked when he astonished when he heard this voice from heaven.
因为他不知道原来耶稣是活着的。
Because he did not know that Jesus was alive.
现在这个声音亲自的向他印证。
And now this voice testified for him.
他现在知道了以后。
And after he is aware.
第十六节
，Verse 16，
这个天上的神声音跟他说：“你站起来，我要向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。”
This voice in heaven said to him, verse 16, "But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness for both things which you have been seeing and of the things which I will reveal to you."
表示保罗这个人是耶稣特别选的人。
This means that Paul is a person that was specially selected by Jesus.
所以他说我特意向你显现。
That's why he says I appear to you.
这个就是用光、用声音来向保罗证明耶稣是活着。
And so he used the voice, heavenly voice and light to show to Paul that he is alive.
让保罗了解说，原来他所做的每一件事情，天上的神都看得一清二楚啊。
To make him aware that everything that he has done, that God in heaven can see.
我现在要向你显现，要派你出去传福音，要做见证。
I have appeared to you and sent you to be a witness and minister.
你要把所看见的、所听见的都把它讲出来。
So you have to speak out everything you have seen and heard.
那第十七节，我要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
Verse 17, I will deliver you from the Jewish people.
那表示说，你现在做见证的时候，一定会有人反抗，一定有人要逼迫你，
and this,
你会遇到困难的。
This means that when he testifies, he will encounter challenges and obstacles, and he will be persecuted.
我要脱离你，脱离他们的手。我要救你，脱离他们的手。
That God will deliver him from their hands.
第十八节。
18.
他现在要去工作的对象，他现在要遇到的困难是什么？
So what is his work that he's about to do, and what are the obstacles that he will face?
十八节，我差你到他们那里去，是要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪。和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Verse 18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以他说，我现在差你到那里去，就是到百姓跟外邦人那边去。
So he said, I'm sending you. That means he's sending him to the Jews and the Gentiles.
这个百姓就是犹太人。
And the people are the Jewish people.
就是保罗他自己本身就是犹太人。
And Paul himself was a Jew.
他现在要去向他自己的同胞来述说这样的一个信息。
He is now speaking to his own people regarding this message.
他还要去跟外邦人，就是非犹太人来见证耶稣。
He also will go to the Gentiles, the non-Jews, to testify about Jesus.
他说我差你们到他那边去。就是要叫他们的眼睛打开。
And the voice said that I send you to them so that you will open their eyes.
那从黑暗当中归向光明。
And to turn them from darkness to light.
表示说，在他们还没有认识耶稣以前，他们的眼睛好像是瞎眼一样的。
And that means before they knew Lord Jesus, their eyes were blinded.
他们本来好像在黑暗当中。
They were living in darkness.
真的，今天我们如果是个眼瞎的人，真的是活在黑暗里面的。
So today, for those who are blind, truly they live in darkness.
但是信耶稣之后，要让我们改变。
But after believing Lord Jesus, we will be changed.
耶稣这个福音要让我们的眼睛看见。
And the gospel salvation of Lord Jesus will allow our eyes to see.
要让我们离开这个罪恶黑暗的世界。
And will lead us out of the dominion of darkness.
归向光明，进入光明里面。
And to enter into light.
成为光明之子。
So that we can be sons of light.
要从撒旦的权下。归向神。
From the power of Satan to God.
也就是说，在黑暗的世界是由撒旦在控制的。
And that means in darkness, darkness is reigned by the power of Satan.
在光明的世界是神在做王的。
But God is in charge of the world of light.
现在这个福音要把人从黑暗当中拯救出来，进入光明里。
And but this now this gospel salvation will deliver men from darkness into light.
也就是说，要从撒旦的控制底下把他救出来，成为。神的子民。
In other words, to deliver from the power of Satan to God, so that they can be people of God.
那这个就是生命的改变。
So this is a transformation of life.
这个就是属灵里面的迁移的。
And this is the migration in faith.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面，
Today in Lord Jesus.
我们就是要离开黑暗进入光明。
We need to depart from darkness and enter into light.
因为第二十八节接下去就是因为信我就可以蒙赦罪。
Verse 18, because their sins will be forgiven if they believe in God.
所以说信耶稣罪可以被赦免的。
And that means if you believe in Jesus, your sins will be forgiven.
耶稣基督他告诉我们怎么让罪得赦免的途径。
Lord Jesus tells us the way to have the forgiveness of sins.
那罪赦免之后，接下去说要跟一切成圣人同得基业，就得到天上的产业。
And after the sins are forgiven, we'll have inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
那这个就是保罗他现在一直在做的工作。
So this is the work that Paul has been doing.
自从你看耶稣向他显现啊，用光照他之后
，since the day that Lord Jesus appeared to him and shone him with the light,
他马上就转变了。
And his life immediately was transformed.
他从一个逼迫信耶稣人到变成耶稣的门徒，而且很尽力的在传扬耶稣的救恩。
He transformed from a person who used to persecute Jesus to a disciple of Lord Jesus, and he worked with everything he can to spread the gospel.
他这样介绍完之后，第十九节，亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
And after his introduction, he said in verse 19, "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision."
第二十节，我现在大马色，我后来在耶路撒冷跟犹太全地以及外邦，要劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
Verse 20, but declare first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea and to the Gentiles that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance.
那保罗他得到这个耶稣基督给他这个使命之后，你看他就很尽力的到各地去做见证了。
After Paul received the commission given to him by Lord Jesus, and he diligently go all over the places to spread the gospel.
他说劝勉众人要悔改归向神。
And he declared for people to repent and return to God.
也就是说，以前我们不认识真神，这是一个错误。
Which means that in the past when we didn't know the true God, it was a mistake.
现在我们一定要把我们敬拜的对象从这个虚无的神转成真实的天上的永活的神。
And so for now on, we need to turn the focus of our worship from the empty vanity God to the true God.
然后相信神之后，现在行事为人跟悔改的心要相称。
After we believe in God, our actions, our works need to be befitting repentance.
也就是说，信耶稣、信神不是只是一个名字而已，不是挂名的而已。
And which means that believing God is not just a slogan.
而是需要生命跟生活接着改变。
But it needs to be accompanied by action.
所以以前不敬畏神的人，随便事情随便乱做没关系。
In the past, those who didn't believe in God, they can do whatever they like.
但是现在有神以后，认识神之后，哎。凡事就会敬畏神，就会考虑到这样做神会高兴吗？
But now that we know God, in everything we do, we need to consider, would this be pleasing to God?
那你看，保罗他讲完之后，第二十一节
，Verse 21，
他说：“因此犹太人在殿里就拿住我，想要杀我了。
”21, for these reasons, a Jew seized me in the temple and tries to kill me.
也就是说，他传的这个福音，就犹太人不接受，不相信耶稣。
Which means that the gospel he was preaching was not accepted by Jews. They don't believe.
但是二十二节，然而我蒙神的帮助，到今日我还站得住，对着尊贵卑贱老幼做见证。
Verse 22, therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand, witnessing both to small and great.
他说我所讲的，并不外乎众先知和摩西所说将来必成的事情。
Say no other things than those which the prophets and Moses would have come.
第二十三节，就是基督必须受害，而且因为从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。
Verse 23, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead, and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles.
所以保罗呢，他很感谢神的保守带领。
So Paul was very thankful for God's protection and guidance.
他说，因为有神的帮助，所以他今天还能够站在众人面前为耶稣基督做见证。
He said that because obtaining help from God, he's able to stand and witness to the congregation.
他做见证，其实在宣告耶稣是基督，是照着旧约时代所应许的，一一的实现在众人眼前的。
And to witness, he is proclaiming that Lord Jesus was the Christ, and that all the prophecies have been fulfilled.
就是耶稣基督这个救主要先为我们的罪死了。
And that is Jesus Christ will die for our sins.
然后他要从死里复活。
Then he will raise from the dead.
那要把这个光明的道，就是要让我们进入光明的这个信息。 带给每一个人。
Then he will bring to everyone this message of light, message of salvation.
所以今天我们相信耶稣的人
，So today those who believe in Jesus,
我们真的可以得到永生的。
We will truly receive the eternal life.
耶稣基督他在传福音的时候，他就这样子很大声的宣告。
So Lord Jesus, while he's preaching the gospel, he proclaimed this loudly.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn back to Book of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第三章，我们请看第十六节。
Verse 16。
第三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to who that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
十七节。
17。
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
十八节。
18。
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为不信神独生子的名。
18. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
这里所讲的这个神的儿子就是耶稣基督。
Here, the Son of God is referred to Lord Jesus Christ.
一切信他的不至灭亡，要得永生的。
So those who believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
要已经可以从罪里面被救出来，不被定罪的。
And that they can be delivered from the sin and they will not be condemned.
这就是耶稣基督来到人间的主要目的，最主要的工作。
This is the ultimate work, the purpose of Lord Jesus coming into this world.
叫一切信他人都得永生。
So that all who believe in him will receive eternal life.
所以现在你看保罗，他就是到处去宣告这样一个信息。
So this is a message that Paul journeyed everywhere to preach.
他祈求天上的神。
He pray and plead to the heavenly God.
让听到他的信息人都能够这样子得到永生的。
And that those who have heard his message will all receive eternal life.
他这样讲，他讲完了之后。
So after he spoke this.
你看第，我们看回来使徒行传二十六章的第二十四节。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 26, verse 24.
保罗这样分述，腓力斯都大声的说：“保罗，你癫狂了吧？你的学问太大，反叫你疯狂了。”
Verse 24, now he had thus made his defense. Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Such learning is driving you mad.
25节，保罗说，腓力斯大人，我不是癫狂，我说的乃是真实明白的话。
25, and he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and reason.
那时候这个腓力斯他没有在注意保罗所讲的话。
Festus was not paying attention to what Paul was saying.
他其实只是在意说，这个人到底要不要把他送去，要不要定罪还是要放而已。
All he cared at the time was whether or not he should deliver Paul to be condemned or to release him.
他的工作本身就是要把这个事情要了结啊。
Because his job was to make a conclusion with his case.
他并没有注意来听保罗在讲什么。
He was not paying attention to what Paul was saying.
他只知道保罗这个人学问很大，哇，讲得头头是道。
He knows that Paul was very educated and knowledgeable.
他认为他是癫狂的人。
So he thought he was mad.
他为了这个福音，他甚至不惜牺牲生命。
And that with regards for the sake of this gospel salvation, he was willing to lose his life.
不管人家怎么控告他，他就是要讲。
No matter how other people accuse him, he still wants to continue to speak.
好，所以他说，我没有癫狂，我所讲的话都是很清楚，我脑筋很清楚的。
So he said, Paul said that he was not mad. Everything he's saying was with truth and reason.
我知道我在信什么。
He knows who he has believed.
好，他接下去第二十七节对亚基帕王说。
Then verse 27, he spoke to King Agrippa.
亚基帕王啊，你信先知吗？我知道你是信的。
27, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe.
二十八节。
28,
亚基帕对保罗说，你想稍微一劝就叫我做基督徒啊？
Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
英文讲的说，你差一点点，你这样讲，这样子劝我，差一点点叫我做基督徒了。
In English translation, King Agrippa almost became a Christian.
差一点点，就是还差那么一点点，就是没有当一基督徒。
He almost, which means that he did not become a Christian.
所以这个时候，亚基帕王，你看保罗跟亚基帕王说，你信吗？
And here Paul asked King Agrippa, do you believe?
亚基帕王他有犹太人的背景，他知道犹太人的这个旧约的圣经的。
So King Agrippa came from Jewish background. He's aware of the Old Testament.
所以他说我相信，我知道你是信的，你是相信先知所写的话的。
And so Paul believed that King Agrippa believes the words of prophet.
但是亚基帕说，你想这样子，你这样子讲，差点让我真的下定决心说要来信耶稣。
So King Agrippa said that what you have said almost persuaded me to be a Christian.
但是保罗说
，But Paul said，
不只是你，包括今天在场所有的人。
And that not just you, but all those who hear me today.
我向神所求的，
That all I pray to God.
就是今天所有的人都能够让能够像他一样能够明白耶稣就是救主。
That all everybody can understand Lord Jesus was the Christ.
耶稣他来改变我们的生命。
And allow Jesus to transform our
lives. 他是要让我们得永生的。
He is here to bring us everlasting life.
我们今天在主里面能够得到他所应许的各样的福气。
So today in the Lord we can receive all kinds of blessings.
最重要的其实就是天上的永生了。
And the most important blessing of all is the everlasting life.
我们可以离开罪恶得到自由。
That we can depart from sin and receive true freedom.
我们可以真的得到力量。
And we can truly receive power.
去真实的面对我们自己。
And we can truly face ourselves.
然后能够改变，靠着神的帮助，能够站得住。
And that we can transform with the help of God, we can stand firm.
能够在人面前也一样向世人来宣告我们的改变。应当来归信耶稣基督。
And that in front of people we can testify about our own transformation so that they can return to Jesus.
那我们都能够这样子来祈求神啊，帮助我们。
So let us all pray to God this way and ask for God to help us.
让保罗这个祷告也是我们的祷告。
And let Paul's prayer also be our prayers.
让今天所有的人都能够啊，像保罗的改变啊，成为主的门徒。
And let everyone transform so that we can all become disciples of God.
还要能够尽力的去做，为他做见证。
And that we can do our best to testify for him.
一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
280首。
280.